Welcome to The Checkout, the podcast from WBGO. I'm Alex Arif, guest host this week. I work upstairs here at WBGO on Jazz Night in America, but from time to time, Simon Rettner gives me the keys to the show. I appreciate you, Simon. For this run, I'd like to shine light on an LA native, the young singer-songwriter Joey Dosik. As you'll soon hear, his music includes a wash of wide-ranging musical inspirations.
Who will buy a glass story that a young man has to tell?
Even though I was a jazz nerd, I was still really into Sam Cooke. And even though I studied the hell out of Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder records and J. Dilla records, I was still really into checking out Luciano Pavarotti, just kind of absorbing these styles and then trying to emulate them and also make them my own.
It would be easy to simply state that Joey writes soul music, but it's not that simple. He's a writer whose coy lyrics cozy up with double meanings, often related to his love of basketball. And the twists and turns in his mature sense of harmony point towards his love of jazz.
At the core of my musical identity and geekdom is a love of harmony and a love of melody and a growing appreciation for rhythm. The core building blocks of sound and music. But jazz is an amazing entry point for that because it's so advanced in all of those categories.
And Joey also plays alto saxophone. This episode will bring you our chat with Joey Dosik. Later in the show, we'll hear some music from some of Joey's records, his Game Winner EP and Inside Voice. Outside of his own work, Joey's a member of the band Wolfpack. Wolfpack, which grew in fanbase as a viral internet instrumental funk collective, has evolved into a phenomenon. They've performed with legendary studio drummers like Bernard Purdy, who worked with Aretha Franklin, and James Gadson, who worked with Bill Withers, got a co-sign from Funkadelic bassist Bootsy Collins, and sold out venues internationally. Plus, they've got a huge show this September at Madison Square Garden. But they all started as friends, attending University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Joey played keyboard with the band, but on one particular session, they asked him to bring his horn.
The first one that I did with them, I guess, was Outro, which is sort of the longest saxophone solo I ever want to take. I'm usually good with 8 bars. I'm into like the Fathead Newman 8-bar solo on those Ray Charles records. But for some reason, they convinced me to solo for like 3 or 4 minutes on this track. The cool thing is it's sort of like there were no wrong notes.
This is Outro by Wolfpack, featuring our guest Joey Dosik on alto saxophone. Outro by Wolfpack. It featured Joey Dosik on alto saxophone, the subject of this week's checkout. We asked Joey, who just turned 33, to walk us through some events growing up in LA that pointed towards a specific jazz memory.
I grew up studying classical piano and also trying to like play songs on the piano and sing for fun. And then I started playing the saxophone when I was in third grade. It was almost sort of like rebellion to the piano, like, oh, I'm gonna take up this band instrument. But then I kind of just got totally smitten. I had one teacher who gave me great advice, which he said, play with the radio. And that's always a great thing to do when you're a kid. When I first listened to Charlie Parker, it almost sounded like he had peanut butter in his saxophone or something. I was like, what is he even doing? Someone like Charlie Parker made his way westward and ended up hanging out here for a while and cutting some of his most famous recordings in Los Angeles. And so I picked Ornithology.
When Joey was in high school in the Valley of Los Angeles, he mingled with other jazz-interested kids. But it was really his history teacher that shifted Joey's perspective on the music, specifically the jazz scene in Southern California.
Stephen Izwardi hipped me to a whole arts movement in Los Angeles that was happening in Leimert Park in South Central Los Angeles. And as a white Jewish kid who grew up in the Valley, you're kind of taught that you don't go to South Central Los Angeles. Like, you go to South Central Los Angeles if you want to get into trouble or if you want to go somewhere that's dangerous.
Joey's teacher took him and a number of other students down to a jam session at the World Stage. Quick side note, you may recognize the World Stage as the multifaceted jazz incubator founded by drummer Billy Higgins. The World Stage is also the same school that nurtured recent breakout jazz stars like Kamasi Washington, Terrace Martin, and Ben Wendell.
And so Steve took a few students down there, kids who didn't grow up in South Central Los Angeles, you know, white kids. And there were fellow students who came down who didn't play music. I was just one of the kids who was really passionate about playing. You know, I brought my saxophone and we went to the World Stage and I went to the jam session and I was overwhelmed by how welcoming the community was and how I was just immediately accepted. I mean, I wasn't scared at all. Everyone was walking down the street saying hi to each other. And I thought, wow, this is so beautiful. And I kept going there throughout high school and kept going down to those jam sessions and kept going to see concerts. And I was seeking validation for my artistry. And that's something that I did feel immediately, but also it lit a fire under me to sort of learn to get better. Another song that I selected for the playlist is by an amazing spoken word artist and poet in Los Angeles named Kamau Daoud. And the record is called Leimert Park, and the song is called Her, and it's a rare recording with Billy Higgins, the famous jazz drummer, on guitar.
Love with change and all the fullness a new day brings. Fresh songs explode on lovers' lips, the sun on the mountain's hips. This music moves to fill new spaces, pulsating places.
Horace Tapscott was a seminal jazz musician, kind of underground hero in Los Angeles, who founded the Pan-African People's Orchestra. And he's one of the people who was very involved in Leimert Park jazz community before and after the LA riots in 1992, where there was really a surge of expression and creativity. Unfortunately, I never got to meet Horace, but I was very influenced by his music. This track also features one of my main influences on alto saxophone, Arthur Blythe.
Thank you. saxophonist Arthur Blythe, featured on a tune called The Giant Is Awakened by pianist Horace Tapscott. We're hearing a playlist from multi-instrumentalist Joey Dossick, featuring some of his musical inspirations. When he was 16 years old, Joey volunteered at a benefit for the John Coltrane Foundation. There, he had a chance to meet another elder stateswoman in the LA jazz community, Alice Coltrane.
I was hanging out, and one of her assistants came over and was like, we need help right now. And so we rushed to the stage, and we helped carry her Wurlitzer organ onto the stage, and then proceeded to watch her play it. And then she came to the University of Michigan, where I went to college, and I saw her there during, it was one of the last shows she ever played. She's also on the playlist because she became a central figure in Los Angeles. She moved out from New York and started an ashram and started making religious music. She was a luminous figure.
Okay, let's pause for a second. So far, Joey Dossick drew our attention to Alice Coltrane, Horace Tapscott, Billy Higgins, all legends in the LA community. Venues like the World Stage and the Coltrane Foundation, they gave back. Well, one recent Los Angeles jazz story that Joey was a part of is yet another moment the LA jazz community looked out for their own. Bassist Henry Grimes, now 83 years old, was a legend in the late 50s and 60s. Thelonious Monk, Sonny Rollins, Jerry Mulligan, Pharoah Sanders, Albert Eiler, he played with all of them.
He played with every single jazz musician in New York in the 1960s.
But in the early 2000s, Henry was living on the streets.
They had issued two death certificates for him. They thought he had passed away, and he sort of reemerged. He was living in Skid Row in Los Angeles. He'd been working as a janitor, as a construction worker, hadn't played music for 35 years.
The story goes, bassist William Parker, one of Henry's contemporaries, learned of Henry's state and got him a bass. And then word spread all throughout LA.
Everyone knew, like, Henry's downtown has a bass. And my friend Nick, he called Henry every day for 2 weeks until he called him back. Nick started going down and hanging out with him, and then I started going down and hanging out with him, and we started to play music with this guy in his 70s who was a legendary sideman. The first jam session we had was at Nick's mom's house, and Henry like had sweat pouring off of him onto this bass. You know, it was amazing. He never stopped playing. This guy in his 70s who hadn't played bass in years was just like manhandling this physical instrument. Like he wasn't gonna stop playing. It was incredible to watch.
Joey and his crew of young, budding jazzers put on shows featuring the bass legend.
We were freely improvising, mostly. Henry hadn't played live music in over 3 decades, so the first shows we played at the World Stage, there were literally rows of people standing outside of the World Stage looking in through the windows, just trying to get a glimpse of this guy. And people who had come down from Vancouver to see Henry Grimes in the flesh. It was a truly remarkable experience. I'm so blessed to have been a part at an early age.
Bassist Henry Grimes playing with Sonny Rollins. That was a little bit of an LA jazz playlist, curated by our guest, Joey Dossick. We put all the tunes up on our website, checkoutjazz.org. So far, through that playlist, we've learned about Joey's musical inspirations. But now, we'll get to hear what Joey's own music sounds like. Music from two of his records, the Game Winner EP and Inside Voice. When we return, I'm Alex Arif, guest host for The Checkout from WBGO. In 2012, a video landed on YouTube of Joey Dossick playing a song called Running Away. he re-recorded the song for his 2016 release, The Game Winner EP. This version features Joey on vocals, keyboards, and bass, supported by his friends from the band Wolfpack, Jack Stratton on drums, and Theo Katzman on congas. This is Running Away.
She's thinking about you, about you, about you. Anytime you see her in the street, her trust is there. She's gotta see you after you're through. Oh, 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 I gotta believe it, baby. That you're thinking about me, maybe.
Running Away by Joey Dosik. A lot of Joey Dosik's songs reference sports. Take one of his songs, Competitive Streak.
'Cause my competitive streak runs deep. 32, 33, baby, magic and green.
And another song, the title track of his EP, Game Winner.
Sports was my first love, and it was my love before music. And my dad always used to say that sports is a metaphor for life. And so is music, as far as teamwork is concerned, individual achievement, hard work. when I had a crazy knee injury and had to have reconstructive knee surgery, the first song I ended up writing was this song, Game Winner, which is this weird kind of basketball love song. And so it ended up being a blessing in my life to kind of fuse together my two greatest loves, basketball and music. It was an idea that when I was writing, I thought, wow, this is really silly. I'm talking about hitting the game-winning shot in a basketball game, but I'm also kind of talking to my lady about it, you know, and telling her that I'm gonna hit the game winner. And so I don't think it's that silly anymore to have sports, music, collaborations and synergy. And as a geek of sports, I can only hope to sort of be able to collaborate with folks in that world.
This is Game Winner, stadium version.
Fourth quarter, baby. It's not over, baby. And I'm not afraid of what I don't know.
I'm not afraid of what I don't know.
It's what I know that can be so hard to find.
Hey.
But I'm gonna try.
The song Game Winner by Joey Dosik is one of many songs that includes metaphor and double meaning. Joey's first full-length record, Inside Voice, the title track also has a few meanings.
You know, could be something you would tell a kid, you know, use your inside voice. Or when you hear the song, it could be something sexual, or it could be something sort of that has to do with inner dialogue. I don't think the song has one particular meaning. I hope that it can mean a lot of different things at different times.
Even embedded in the song is a musical joke. When he's saying inside voice in the melody, the notes Joey's singing are not the top of the chord or the bottom, but the notes in the middle, the inside voices.
That's why I wanna get inside and use my inside voice.
That's what the inner voices are of a chord. You have the low note, which is the bass, and then you have the top line, which is the melody. Then you have the inside voices on the inside of the chord, and that's where the melody actually is, which is kind of funny. Geek out.
In this moment, together, but will you hear in my voice all the things unspoken? Won't you come a little nearer? 'Cause you'll hear it so much clearer. There are things I could only tell you quietly, so I wanna get inside and use my inside voice. Ain't too proud to tell you, and girl, I hope that you get the message when I use my inside voice. Oh, you, I ain't gonna scream, shout it. Get inside and use my inside voice. Ain't too proud to tell you, and girl, I hope that you get the message when I use my inside voice.
This wraps up our feature. Much thanks to Joey Dosik for his time. Keep a lookout for him on the road this year, and if you're in New York in September, you may still be able to snag tickets to hear Joey with the band Wolfpack and the Fearless Flyers at Madison Square Garden. If you like the show, you know what to do. Give us a review on iTunes and Stitcher. Follow the show at Checkout Jazz on Twitter, Simon Rettner on Instagram, and on Facebook, we're The Checkout from WBGO. If you'd like to keep up with me, you can follow me on Instagram at Sheriff Arif, at Jazz Night in America on Instagram, and Jazz Night on Twitter. Thanks to Sam McAllister, and of course, Simon Rettner. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Alex Arif. Thanks for checking us out.